Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Joe Joyce, tonight did you show him why they don't want a war with Big Juggernaut?
I like it. I like the intro. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's given me a headache watching it. You literally look flawless. Like, I don't know what you're made of, but that was a war in there for six rounds.
Yeah, that's why they call me the Juggernaut, and Juggernaut does, as you know.
As the name. Juggernaut does, as the name says.
As the name says, yeah. So, yeah, it was a good fight to get in there. Great, some water. Respect to Takam and his team for coming out. He gave it his all. He's a true warrior, African lion. And talking about lions, shout out to Alka Lion. RIP, and thanks to all my team, my family, friends,
and fans,
girlfriend over there. Such a great time to have the fans back in the arena again, like to have that support and encouragement, and the cheers when you win, it's just amazing.
One person not to forget to thank is your girlfriend, Joe. Remember that next time. But she had to push for it. She had to push. Yeah, at the end. Did you expect Takam to come hard early? Because for the first three rounds, he sort of threw the kitchen sink at you. Is that what you expected from Carlos?
Yeah. I mean, he's a tricky guy. He's experienced, and his team had been working on stuff. They were shouting out things for him to do, and some of it worked, some of it didn't. And I managed to use my footwork and boxing skill to try and time him and not take the power full on so much, and land my own shots. And I hit him with a really great left hook, which he staggered, and then I came in for the kill.
Well, we saw how good your jab was against Daniel Dubois. Does this show sort of how well you can adapt in fights as well? Because you had to dig deep there. Let's be honest, you had to dig very deep. So you sort of had to adapt, and that shows not just what you've got in your fist, but what you've got in the heart as well.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. it was a great fight, and I enjoyed it. And, respect to all the team, S Jam and Frank Warren, Queensbury. And just to have the fans back and my friends and family, it's just amazing to have them in the arena and all the support. Even like the people, the organisers that organised everything, and you guys, it's great to be back.
It feels like a bit of a sense of normality, didn't it? That's all good. One thing, you can't come to the ring wearing a Juggernaut mask and lose. So thank God you did it, mate. Talk me through that.
Yeah, or cornrows and lose. Cornrows.
He's gone World Cup Beckham with a cornrows. in terms of his corner, they seem to be quite disappointed with the fact the fight was stopped. I mean, I don't think anyone on this side and the majority of the crowd would agree with that. But yeah, they seem quite disappointed with the fact it was stopped. But Takam wasn't really throwing anything back.
Yeah, because when you, like, it was like 10, 20 unanswered punches, and maybe his team could have threw the towel in. But I know Takam's tough. He's a warrior, and he's taking some shots, but does he really want to be taking all them kind of shots? Perhaps I saw my opportunity and I took it then at that time. And he's dangerous. There's no taking any chances. And I wanted to make a statement, and I made a statement by two rounds. I beat Takam in six. So on to the next one.
Do you think it's a positive as well, the fact that, and I'm obviously going to go back to the Daniel fight again, sometimes people win and you can see a blueprint of how to beat a fight still. You're not going to beat you to the jab, and they're not going to throw the kitchen sink at you and win. So do you still feel like there's sort of an unknown about how to beat Joe Joyce?
Well, I mean, I guess in the gym, I make sure I do everything I can and work on my weaknesses and try and get the best, like, you know, and also my team to get the best out of me. And, you know, it shows on the night, but also, like, yeah, my talents, they obviously work. I've got a good chin, engine, and bit of power. So, yeah, it all goes into the cooking pot.
Not a bad mix. I'm here in October, out again. Obviously, we know what the end goal is, the winner of Anthony Joshua and Usyk with the whole WBO situation. But I'm here in October is when you could be out again.
Yeah, so I'll have probably a week to chill, and then a couple of weeks to chill, and then I'll be back in the gym and working on, you know, stuff for my next fight. So I look forward to that. You know, that's why I'm in boxing. I love to fight, and tonight was a great night. So plenty more.
Can we get a cheer for the juggernaut then? Now, Joe, well done tonight. Congratulations. The train rolls on, and yeah, brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.